This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to Girls on Porn. I'm Laura.
And I'm Rachel.
And we love porn.
This is our porn review podcast.
We talk about what we love and roast what we hate.
Helping you find hot, ethical, just plain better porn
for your spank bank. Ooh, we are jolly, baby.
And we're looking at everything.
Today's topic is XXXmas, but first, we have a very special holiday edition of
69 Seconds of Sex News. We've pulled some holly jolly Christmas time news stories to keep you informed and horny. Here we go.
A 30-year-old man was arrested last month for pleasuring himself near a Christmas tree display in a Louisiana store. The store was forced to dispose of $500 worth of Christmas decorations for fear that this man soiled them during the crime. Keep that decorative tinsel at home, folks.
A mall Santa in Massachusetts was banned after he allegedly groped an 18-year-old woman working as an elf. The two of them were working at a photo booth together when this shitty Santa allegedly pinched her buttocks and made suggestive comments. Hey, stop sexually assaulting women and be good for goodness sakes.
Speaking of Santa, a Saint Nick imposter was pulled over on Christmas Day on the suspicion of drunk driving. The officer discovered that the man was only dressed up as Kris Kringle from the waist up. He was only wearing a purple G-string down below. Unsurprisingly, his blood alcohol level measured beyond the legal limit. Ho, 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 and a bottle of rum.
And in mainstream media, check out Season's Greetings, a short film about a man who moved into a doorman building and isn't sure what to tip for his first Christmas as a resident there. Turns out, you tip blowjobs! This isn't porn, so grab your whole open-minded family for a viewing. It was produced by our own Amanda Cowper, and the link is in the show notes.
That was absolutely a shameless plug. We're here for it. Now let's get back to the show.
Wow. Is it?
This is going to be a good one. I feel drunk on Christmas cheer.
Me too. Is it even the holidays? Who knows? What day is it? I can't tell.
It doesn't matter. It's almost not 2020 anymore. And isn't that?
Time is meaningless. So yes, the topic today is XXXmas? Horny for the holidays, round two. What are you doing for the holidays this year, Laura?
I'm driving for 16 hours to get back to Colorado with lots of notice ahead of the holiday. I'm going to quarantine there, not because I'm worried my family that lives in a very small town has COVID or that I necessarily will bring it to them, but because I want to hide from them. There is already Christmas drama in my family about who gets to hang with who when and whose perfect Christmas is ruined by COVID. So, great. I plan to navigate family drama as gracefully and generously as I can. But I actually genuinely am looking forward to being in Colorado. It's going to be gorgeous and I'm going to go ice skating and stuff. And I don't know, hopefully the drama will be minimal. It's always something.
Hey, you're a good daughter for traveling home, I have to say.
Thanks.
So I don't know if anyone's told you that lately, but I'll tell you straight to your face.
I needed it.
Yeah. So good job.
I needed it right in my fucking face.
So good job.
You're a good daughter and a good granddaughter.
Hey, thank you so much
for all that you're doing right now too, being home.
I really appreciate it, which includes watching porn late night in my parents' basement and hotspotting to my iPhone because the Wi-Fi doesn't reach down there. The things we do for you guys, you'll never know. So I have some fun stats about...
Let's start with some stats.
Let's start with some stats. So I found some interesting stats just about like people who were surveyed just about having sex in the holidays in general. Uh-huh. And according to a survey done by the well-renowned Mattress Online.
Mattress Online?
Yep. I don't know what
mattress,
it is.
Mattress as in Online. One of those that yep. I lay on?
Mattress okay. Online conducted a survey and they revealed that 1/3 of people think that Christmas is the best time of the year for sex.
Yeah.
Another study that was done by Eden Fantasies, this was in the New York Post.
Sounds legit.
Also sounds really legit. Another study found that nearly 3 in 4 Americans typically have sex on Christmas Day. And not only that, wow. but nearly half the country, 44%, already have sex scheduled in their planner for Christmas Day.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy? A survey of 2,000 Americans found that while having sex over the holidays while visiting family may be tricky, it doesn't stop them.
Yeah, it's important.
Crazy, right?
Yeah. Perhaps that explains why in Pornhub's insights, next to New Year's, Christmas Eve has the second highest holiday traffic drop
right.
in the U.S. by 35%, followed by a 16% drop on Christmas Day. We're not
right.
We're not
watching porn.
Watching porn and wanking because...
we're fucking.
We're having partnered sex. What a gift.
Wow, certainly not I. I actually don't know if I've ever had sex. I can confidently say I've never had sex on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day.
I can confidently say I've never had sex on Christmas Eve.
Mm.
I am not 100% sure, but I think I had sex on Christmas Day once.
Mm.
Because my hometown would do like a bar night on Christmas Day night. You know what I
yeah.
mean? Like you'd be done with your family stuff. So you'd go to the local bar and you'd be
Christmas
the townie.
Day night.
You know. The night of Christmas Day.
The place, the thing that's
the
in
25th,
your calendar.
Rachel. The night of the 25th.
Christmas Day
and
those, night.
That was commonly a time when I would like be home from college and like have some old crush to redeem myself to or something.
Yeah.
So I think at least once I had probably, I mean, obviously not super memorable, but like random sex with someone on like Christmas
yeah.
night. But it wasn't like
memorable,
know, pre-planned or special or memorable.
It's, you didn't mark it down in your calendar, clearly.
I didn't write in my diary about it.
I know.
I didn't, you know, hold it close and tender. It just...
Right. I just have never, I've never brought away. Anyone home for the holidays, so that the opportunity has never come across my lap.
I haven't either, I don't think, and I also, like, I imagine that kind of sex is hard and weird
right,
to achieve,
right.
too. You know what I mean? Like, bringing a partner home to my, like, parent, either of my parents' house.
Yeah.
You know, it would really depend on, maybe
right.
now, if I did that. My mom has like a separate, like her house is organized in such a way that I'm like, I would feel comfortable
right.
fucking in the Airbnb section of the house for
right.
guests.
Right, right, right.
But thinking about like my childhood homes.
Right.
I emphasize the homes like I was rich. No, no, I'm a child of divorce is what I meant.
Rich in other ways.
Rich in other ways. You know,
guilt.
I am fortunate to be wealthy with an abundance of family drama
yeah,
for years and years.
Yeah, exactly.
Thanks, divorce.
So I already said 47% of people, according to Eden Fantasy's survey, say they've had sex in their old childhood bedroom while visiting their family with a partner. And 39% mm-hmm. have done the deed in a partner's childhood bedroom while visiting their family.
Oh, I want that.
Yeah, to do it at someone else's childhood home.
Yeah, I want to be the dirty girlfriend.
Me too. I'm like, let's psychologically unpack
this. I haven't
though,
Rachel. I think it's fun to me because I really give a shit about like partners' parents thinking I'm wonderful and like
oh,
friends'
sure.
parents. I'm a parent pleaser.
Are you?
So I'm parents love me. I get good grades. I say smart things. I help with the dishes. Like I really give a shit.
So I think there's something fun about being like, we mustn't be caught because I have a reputation to uphold.
Yeah, yeah. They can never know what I'm really like.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Someday.
Yeah. Also, according to the survey, I really want to know what the survey looked like for the participants, because this is hilarious to me. 33% of participants found that Jingle Bells to be a perfectly suitable background song for sex. Another 28% would get busy to Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, hopefully the Judy Garland version. And 1 in 4 would be comfortable with Jingle Bell Rock blaring on the speakers.
Yeah, how many songs did they quiz on? You know,
what were the options?
Like, they were like, would you fuck to this song? Would you fuck to this song? Would you fuck to this song? Yeah. Would you fuck to this song? And they just snuck in a couple, like, Pony by Ginuwine is just in there. Right. Like,
but what about the, like, Hark How the Bells that's, like, done by, like, the orchestra? You know what I'm talking about? The one that's, like, extreme. But it's, like, the, like, you know what I'm talking about? Like, it's, like, the Hans Christ something orchestra. You know what I mean? That's like, it's like hard rock.
Oh,
and it's like electric
guitar.
Yes,
I do know which one. Yeah, I know exactly what you mean.
Where it's like, that song.
Yeah.
I'm fucking to that one for sure.
Yeah, listen, Rachel, I can fuck to anything because I always love a good laugh, even when you're inside of me or I don't care.
Totally. If it's warranted, you know, if it's earned.
Yeah. Yeah, what's the worst Christmas song to fuck to? Like,
probably like Grandma
Christmas
Got Ran Over by Her.
Time is here.
Oh no, see, I'm fucked to that. I'm fucking to that song.
I think it's very sweet, but I feel like the pace of the song, I don't know, it's
but that's different than Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, none of these really sound great to me. I'm just rating them on a scale from, like, difficulty to, like, engage.
The Maybe Home Alone soundtrack, which I feel like has been playing a lot on Christmas Pandora radio recently. Almost
have you been into the Christmas
every
Pandora
half
radio?
Hour, it does play at every single family member's home over Alexa.
Gotcha.
So, yeah, I've been listening to it a lot.
Got it.
You know what else has been weirdly coming up a lot on Christmas radio? Hallelujah, like the Leonard Cohen, Jeff Buckley song. It's like other people's covers of Hallelujah. And I'm like, okay, the only thing Christmassy about it is because it has like the word Hallelujah.
It has a holy word in it.
A holy word, which isn't even a Christmas term.
It's not a Christmas word. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just found in the Bible. So,
that's a sad, fucking dark song. That's a really funny thing to try and make Christmassy.
I know.
I was also just thinking about like lots of very religious, like the song that's Fall on Your Knees, and it's very like reverence, like that could be actually, now that I say it, falling to your knees, like it could absolutely be
actually
into
that's
a sexual
horny
session. Yeah, it's horny.
Totally.
So I think we've established that Christmas is horny
still, it was horny in 2019 and it's horny again.
Keeping it going, baby.
Right. I have some more stats specifically about porn. So you talked about how it goes down on Christmas Eve, but what's weird is that it goes down more on Christmas Eve than it does on Christmas Day.
Yeah, it's so a 35% drop on Christmas Eve and a 16% drop on Christmas Day. Is that what you have?
Right. Yeah, right. But I'm like, what's that about? You know, it's like Christmas Eve, everyone's worried about like either they're actually having real sex or they're busy eating all the cookies and wrapping the presents so they can't watch porn. And then Christmas Day comes around. And
it has to do with that like scheduler, that like planning ahead for your Christmas sex. Because certainly if I'm like a parent and I'm really like doing Christmas, or I have like a family gathering, Christmas Eve to me, you're like doing your preparations. People are like going to bed early and you must go to sleep for Santa to come. Mm. Like I would plan the sex late Christmas Eve. So then Christmas Day, I'm like horny again, but I can't fuck my person because babies or something. I don't know.
Because babies.
Fucking babies.
I'm like, what do real people, how do real people live? I don't know.
I have no idea. So many people in my life have babies, and
yeah,
let me tell you, they're They really demand a lot of attention, Rachel, and frankly, I'm tired of it.
Yeah, I'm exhausted by it. I want the attention.
I know. Okay,
so by country, the countries that decrease in traffic the most are Australia and the UK on Christmas.
Wait, decrease in traffic the most.
Yes. Australia and the UK.
If we're following our theory that the more sex correlates to the less porn, we're saying that the UK and Australia are really banging on Christmas, probably.
Right. Yeah.
You know, I'm going to think about that this year.
Russia weirdly goes up 13% on Christmas. They're watching more porn. Which I'm like, yeah, knowing what I know about Russia, that tracks.
Yeah, I don't really know much about Russia aside from stereotypes, but unfortunately, like,
oh, that's what I mean.
Christmas fits the stereotype. Yeah, like, sad, like, just your phone in front of you, like, watching porn on Christmas Eve. Sorry, Russia. I hope everything's okay. I don't know what your life is like. I'll never know.
Okay. In the year 2015, Pornhub looked specifically at the United Kingdom for their searches during Christmas. Like the rest of the world, Christmas remains the star of the holiday-themed searches, followed in second place by Merry Christmas, and then in third, Christmas Gift. I was like, these are the blandest porn search terms I've ever heard.
Christmas Gift.
Merry Christmas, and then Christmas Gift. I'm like, get a little kinkier, guys.
Yeah, is Christmas Gift even like a trope in porn, or are we just like, but Christmas Gift.
Right.
Like, maybe,
and that's
somebody
my dick in a box.
It's a dick. Yeah, it's a dick in a box. We both figured it was a dick in a box.
Right.
Great minds, Rachel. Mm-hmm. Great minds.
Think alike.
Shall we talk about the general lore, though? The horniness of Saint Nick. And even
please,
the legend
me.
Around him himself. So
yes,
I'm going to try not to like botch this as I boil it down. But there's much folklore about Saint Nicholas, or like very like mashed up cultures around like who this person theoretically was and who this like saint was. And I, via an article in Vice, by Samantha Cole, Nice Naughty Santa is a Sex Symbol. She goes into some detail about Saint Nicholas himself is sometimes considered the patron saint of prostitutes because he once paid a man to not traffic his daughters. And I like read the whole article that she references from Maggie McNeil on WordPress around around Nicholas something something like way back in the day, like tossing coins through the window of a house so that these like daughters wouldn't have to be trafficked by their father, essentially. And then like repeating the gift annually and the dad trying to stay up to like meet his benefactor, and then Saint Nicholas comes down the chimney because he wants to remain anonymous. So it's not, I mean, like, and also Samantha Cole points this out in her article, like, it's not exactly the patron saint of, like, sex workers, because it's like, oh, I'll give you money so you mustn't sell your body, which I'm like, I a little bit don't love the narrative of the myth, but I, you know, a patron saint of whores is a really fun reveal about Santa that I had absolutely no idea about, so I'm just gonna think of him in general, as the patron saint of whores, particularly as he lives out his legend in the porn space, where he is the ultimate zaddy.
He is indeed.
Frankly.
He is indeed. I have some interesting information about the fact that Pornhub made a Christmas album.
They sure did.
They sure did. And if you guys haven't listened to it, download it right now. You will not be disappointed. It basically takes the idea of like women celebrating their own sexuality and puts a little holly jolly Christmas feel into it.
Yeah. There is one song that sucks that like feels like lost. From what's his face? From the ASAP crew.
ASAP like, Ferg. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. It's essentially a trap album.
Yeah. Yeah. And everything
it's a
else
trap
just
album
feels
with some horny Christmas music.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I have mixed feelings about it. I'm like, okay, Pornhub is like producing music. Like,
Were the artists fairly compensated? And what's their back end deal? Like, I'm always dubious of Pornhub, but...
Exactly.
But I can't lie. Like, I listen to it and Ho slaps.
I know. I was like, I listen to Ho on repeat.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's really good.
Yeah.
So if you can, get on Spotify, Apple Music, wherever you get your podcasts or your music, and listen to Pornhub's Christmas album, and maybe it'll get you horny for the holidays.
Yeah. I'd like to share one more topic of discussion before we get into our showdown.
Okay.
Which is mistletoe.
Oh.
Did you read up on this in some of the research that was handed to us by our wonderful intern, Claire?
Merry Christmas, Claire. Merry Christmas, Claire. Merry Christmas to her and her own.
Happy Hanukkah.
I did a little bit, but go on in. Dive in. Tell us all.
So, as holds with what we know about how Christmas, much like a historical, longer-spanning version of Facebook that eats everything in its wake and just absorbs those traditions, mistletoe predates any Christian form of Christmas. Pre-Christian cultures regarded the white berries as symbols of male fertility, with the seeds resembling semen. The Celts, particularly, saw mistletoe as the semen of Tyrannus, while the ancient Greeks referred to mistletoe as oak sperm.
Yum, yum, yum.
Also, people have reportedly been poisoned and died from consuming mistletoe.
Right.
Both of those facts are from Wikipedia. Look it up, baby.
Right. Also, the custom of kissing under the mistletoe was popular among servants in the late 18th century England. Mm-hmm. And the servant class of Victorian England was credited with perpetuating this tradition. It dictated that a man was allowed to kiss any woman standing underneath mistletoe. And that bad luck would befall any woman who refused the kiss.
Yeah, that's some fucking bullshit I've heard before. No,
coercing women.
Kiss me under it, you definitely is a curse. You'll die, maybe. You should probably kiss me under the mistletoe. Probably.
You're standing under it, so.
I've heard it all before, Rachel. All
right. Terrible.
Sorry, I yelled.
That's okay. Ask next time, you know? Like, ask to kiss. And they might let you if you ask nicely. And don't use tongue. I don't know. I don't know.
And don't use tongue.
Don't use tongue. It's a family holiday.
What? We just spent the whole first chunk of the show talking about how horny this show is, how every family person is like, we gotta plan sex.
Just don't use tongue in front of the kids.
Welcome to Girls on Porn, where we're just full of contradictions and we're not sorry about it.
Yeah. It's been a day, you guys.
I know. I feel you. And I've barely started my day. So here we are. Should we do the showdown?
Let's do the showdown.
Little palate cleanser. Okay, here we go. Stuck under a Christmas tree and tongued by a bad dragon. XXXmas.
Okay, so under a Christmas tree and they're tongued. Not even mistletoe. Yes. Because I was going to say we could tie that into mistletoe, but they're just missing.
That's what we were just talking about, but they were like, nope, we've never seen a Christmas anything.
We
got a dragon.
Christmas?
We got a Christmas tree. We're under the tree.
I don't know.
The present. You don't know. Like, there's no... I have no proof that the creator of this title understands any current Christmas traditions.
Right. Okay. Fair.
You know.
Okay. I have one for you. We were supposed to be decorating the tree. She rather me pound her holes.
Oh, she rather you, eh?
She rather me.
She rather
and
me.
And I oblige.
She rather me.
I mean, again, people are horny for the holidays.
Yes. Okay. Cute baby moans loudly at the Christmas tree. No. XXXmas.
No.
Yeah, I really was triggered by this one, so I looked at it. There's no babies.
Okay,
it's
good.
It's just like a cam person with like verified content.
Okay.
Just getting it's
being
just
a baby.
Various people fucking by Christmas tree. There isn't even like baby play. It's just a grabby title, presumably.
Oh, okay.
Like, I'm the baby. I'm a cute little baby girl, and you fuck me in my Christmas tree. not my fave.
Yeah, I'm like, oh,
not my brand, not that? My taste.
Yeah. Who is clicking on that? Okay. Next up, sexy Santa rides for Xmas cream pie 4K romantic quiet fuck with parents home. Oh, on brand to what we were talking about earlier.
I feel like a lot happened. I thought it had like three false endings in that title. I was
true.
And that's it. Oh, it's
sexy
still going.
Santa
She's still going.
Rides for Christmas, but romantic quiet fuck with parents home. I think that they're fucking quietly.
They're
She's
role
fucking
playing
Santa.
Quietly. Parents are asleep upstairs.
Right.
Parents home is a twist.
It is.
Senile.
You weren't expecting
upstairs.
That.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it'd be like the baby monitor.
Right.
Fucking babies ruining my Christmas.
Here we go again.
I just want to make it clear I have no issue with babies. It's a joke. It's comedy. Not even that funny, but it still falls into the category of comedy. Santa's daughters are hot.
That's
it. It was a title.
That's it.
Just Santa's daughters, you know, the legendary daughters that we know from folklore of no country that I know of.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Daughters are hot.
Mm-hmm. Sarah and Isabel Claus. We know them well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're hot.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And they're legal. 4K. Okay, next up. Mrs. Claus's tits save XXXmas.
You know, that one sounds lovely.
It does. I clicked on it. It's got like a retro vibe to it. Her tits are massive. Mrs. Claus is actually more popular than Santa on Pornhub. There are more searches for her than there are for Santa. You know, because she's
that tracks with audience. You know,
she's left alone. You know, she's oft forgotten about. She's just sitting around, not doing anything to do. I can guarantee you Santa doesn't know where her
husband's
is,
finally
you know?
Out of the house. He's off at work. She can get
he's
freaky deaky with
guy.
These elves. It's been a tough year.
It's a
time
busy.
To party.
Right.
Know?
Like she gets her kicks too. And I love that for her.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to do one more.
Okay. I've got one more
And
too.
It's going to be hot girls in Des Moines, Iowa getting ready for Christmas. You know, Rachel, I wasn't going to click on this, but I said, wait, Iowa?
Des Moines?
Let's fucking go!
A city I don't think about nearly enough, so I'm really glad that this video exists.
Yeah, I don't remember the last time I thought about or even knew Des Moines existed. I struggled with pronunciation when I read this.
Oh,
I was like, Des Moines?
Sure.
Des Moines. Like,
Des Moines.
I wasn't confident. Uh-huh. I had to jog my memory about this place.
You looked it up. You Googled it for sure.
I actually didn't.
Oh.
I just braved it. I was sort of rushed in my
well,
prep
I'm proud
for
of you.
This one. So that was not a
I'm pretty sure it's Des Moines.
That I think we're right. Yeah. I think we can let that one go.
If there are any Iowans, DM us.
Don't.
Okay.
Or do, but, you know, throw in something else interesting.
Right.
We would know if that was not one of at least... You know, if there's more than one pronunciation, maybe. It's probably, somebody's going to be like, actually, it's Des Moines, but we've Americanized it.
You're right. That's totally what's going to happen. Okay.
That actually would make more sense. Than
Last one.
I'm ready.
Day 3, XXXmas farts, talking reindeer ass, full 6 min video on OnlyFans. And this is exactly what you think it is. It is a girl topless with some brown fuzzy shorts on with a reindeer face on her ass, and she's having a conversation to the reindeer, and the reindeer is farting. That's how he talks. And I watched a minute of it.
Wait a minute. Okay, so the reindeer is her own ass.
Is her own ass.
Mm-hmm. And she's talking to her own ass. She's like twisted around.
She's like,
she's
is it true?
Like,
yeah, she's like, is
or
it
is
true
it like
that
intercut,
you guys really...
Like the
no,
ass
no, no,
talks
no.
and then she talks. That's
no.
too advanced. That's editing out of her reach.
It is just her like talking to her own butt and her butt is farting. And I have to say, as someone who is well versed in the world, in the language of farts, I felt like some of the farts.
You've established yourself as an expert. It's undisputed.
I felt like some of the farts were sound effects. I didn't think that they were actually coming from her butt.
You didn't believe the farts.
I didn't believe the farts. I was like, some of them were felt believable, but I mean, when you think about it.
Do you think it was like a soundscape? Like, were some real and she tried to punch it up kind of like studio audience laughter? Like,
well,
she layered that shit?
I mean, otherwise I'd be very impressed with like her control of her bodily functions, because she was like having a full conversation and it was like, and she was like, oh wow, that's so crazy. Like, I didn't know. I thought that you guys like maybe got like, you know, some time off and then, oh really? You don't? Oh, cool. So, you know.
Wow, I'm
gonna make my own version
of this.
This.
I think you should, but I think you should go real. I think you should go real and raw, Rachel.
I mean, I trust.
Is there any chance this cam person is the same person who painted her own ass as an alien that we talked about in the aliens episode?
It could have been. You know,
I'm just saying.
At that point, I mean, if that's
the
case,
then
like she's creative as hell. I can't
composition.
I can't dog
this person has an art form and a style and a way that they speak to their audience. So maybe it's the same person.
Good
and
day.
Honestly, I hope it is. We're having her on if it is. I'm ready. All right, should we take a break?
Yeah.
I know you want to fart. I can tell you're holding one in.
Coming. In my velour sweatsuit that I'm wearing right now.
Best thing to fart into. Fucking classy.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Auraframes.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Auraframe.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Auraframes are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Auraframe, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective, unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Ho, 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 we're back.
Wow, that's pretty good.
Thanks.
I see what you did there. It's pretty strong.
Did you like it? Okay.
Yeah, I liked it.
Yeah. First vid.
Let's talk about Christmas, bitch.
A Christmas bitch. This is from divinebitches.com on kink.com. It features Cherry Torn and David Lane.
Directed by Maitress Madeline Marlowe.
Ooh.
Did you look her up by chance?
I didn't.
Like follow her link?
No.
She has a lengthy bio.
Oh, cool. Fascinating,
severe blonde, gorgeous. Mm. Definitely struck me as like, oh, that could absolutely be like a very commanding dom.
Yeah.
This detail from her bio I found lovely. Matress Madeleine Marlowe is an incredible woman. She once held an auction for just an hour of her time via webcam. Ooh. And a guy paid $42,000 but never cashed in on his show. Just to give you an idea of how much subs of all sorts clamor to honor her and brush shoulders with her.
Oh my God, wait, I've read about her. I've read about this mom. Like, yeah. That she, that
she's,
he never cashed in on it.
I think she's come up before and I like didn't put together who she was, but she's legend. I think she's legend in canon, and she directed this fine vid, and it shows.
Yes. If you guys, listeners, if you're into femdom, I can't recommend Divine Bitches enough. Check it out. Yeah. So quick synopsis. Our boy David is bummed? Question mark. Yeah.
Wait, what did you say?
I said bummed, question mark.
Oh, yeah.
That his girlfriend can't make it home for Christmas because her flight is snowed in. And so he's like, well, I guess I'll just have myself a little sex fantasy. And then he does.
He leaves her a little voicemail and then, like, flips through some magazines. And we cut to the, like, inside of his fantasy.
Right.
Where we find Cherry Torn in one of the best fucking latex suits I have seen in a minute.
I want one.
I love the nude latex. I love the detailing. I love the thigh-high black boots. I love the décolletage display. Yeah, delicious, delicious outfit.
And then we get just a great, like, femdom sesh.
Yes. And specifically the, like, narrative detail that I really enjoy, like, she's avenging his girlfriend, sort
of. Like, I loved it.
The whole thing she keeps talking about is she's like, that apology to your girlfriend fucking sucked. Like, what were you? Yeah. You didn't even seem sad for her. Like, the whole thing was about her, like, avenging the, like,
you don't deserve a woman. Yeah.
Yeah. Like she was like, I'm here to avenge your girlfriend, asshole. And I was like, that's cool. Like, it's just a fun little weird twist to be like, I'm the avenger of girlfriends who aren't getting good enough treatment.
Yeah.
You know,
she was great. I mean, I thought she was great in terms of like her dialogue and like her improv that she was doing, because she's just her talking throughout the entire thing.
Yeah.
And she's great.
Yeah. And that's hard. We talk about that a lot.
Oh my God.
I'm always like, you're just filling time, you know, and like occasionally being like, what do you think of that? But then the boys, you know, being domed.
Important
case,
to note.
In femdom case.
His head is enclosed inside a Christmas present.
Yes, how could we leave out that detail? Yes. His head's inside a Christmas present.
Where it has a little flap on it.
Yeah, she's like, I want to hear an apology.
And she opens up the little flap and we see his face.
Just barely.
Yeah.
And we hear his sort of limp apology.
Yeah, and she's like, that's not
good.
Yeah, it's
also just funny when he just, like, talks from inside the box. I'm like, this is just the right amount of camp for me.
Oh, I loved it. That's why I feel like kink does such a good job with that, of, like, camp and then also, like, genuine, like, horny kinkiness.
Yeah, like, the balance between camp and, like, no, but we're really fucking with your balls and your nipples and slapping the shit out of you. Like, it doesn't feel, like, fake and campy. It feels real and campy. So it's interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
She uses like a cat of nine tails on his cock and balls for a really long time. And that, I mean, obviously turned me on. And then she like the shot of her with like lubed up, like jerking him off was also really hot. And like, and then she like blew on his dick after like whipping it for like, you know, 10 minutes.
She whipped it for minutes. She was flogged his dick for endlessly. Yeah. He was like, squirming away, like his little hips were like squirming.
Right. It started to really hurt him towards the end, but he didn't, you know, use any of his safe words. So he was like, obviously into it.
Yeah. And then she's like, I can be nice to it too. And then started blowing on it. And I was like,
And like, you know, really like using some wrist motion, jerking it. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, she always brings it back to like, you are here to please me. You're here to make me happy. And then she's like, you know what I want? I want to fuck that tight little ass. And then we hear she's like, okay, like, you know, can I like say it? And he's like, yes, you can fuck my ass, which is like, great, consent, love to hear it. And then we do a brief little scene cut, and then he's tied up on a box, like Shibari styled.
Yeah, he's Shibari'd, yeah.
Yeah, and he's like licking her ass through the latex, and she's got a strap on, and then she fucks him, and it was ha ha hot. I loved it. It was really sexy to me. Yeah.
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah. And she like, she slaps him in the face with the strap on and she like, you know, spreads his ass. We see the lube too. Mm-hmm. Like we don't actually see the action of lube going on, but like we can tell like everything's like very much like lubed up.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think that he's into it. It's like a nice fine line of like pleasure pain from him too. Mm-hmm. And then she does this thing where she like starts to unzip and she starts like, she's getting turned on by it. And she starts like playing with her tits too.
Yeah. Like when she pulled her tits out and started like, yeah, it was a nice payoff to the suit to have them come out and have her play with them then.
Right.
I had a couple little things that sort of bumped me. Only just that like he was completely shaven. I just don't, it's not my preference.
Sure.
And he, like, even, I think he just had, partially was a combo that he had, like, light hair. So, like, from any wide shot, it looked like he was, like, shaving, like, for a swim meet or something. Like, even his, like, armpit hair wasn't detectable. But
Yeah. I think he just had, like, light body hair.
He also just was, like, completely shaven of any pubic hair, which, you know, your body, your choice. But is it my preference visually? And then, I don't know, I always, like, struggle with, like, too much, like, strap-on fellating. Like, I always think it's an interesting detail to be like, yeah, suck this, and, like, the dom play of it.
Yeah.
But it always takes me out a little bit where I'm like, it's just, I don't know, somehow, like, the role play, it's like role play on role play where I'm like, yeah, it's, we're all doing this for each other's benefit as opposed to any physical pleasure, but that's like, I'm splitting hairs here. It's a fucking great video.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. There's, I think there's something more like mentally about it of like making a guy suck a woman's strap on, you know, like that power play.
Yeah. I always like want to like it and I'm like,
but it
just
doesn't
do it
for
should like do the traverse, but it's just, I don't know. I could like overthink why it bumps me and then I'm like, we don't have to just take their sex act, you know, like you don't have to say like, well, I suck your dick, so you suck my dick. And I'm like, but my dick doesn't feel it if it's a strap, but like I get the power dynamic of it. It's just
right.
Because it is pure role play, I'm sometimes a little bit like brainy about it as opposed to like engaged and like thinking about the pleasure. But I'm a dick and like a lot of people love that. So I don't even know why I was saying it out loud. But
the only, I mean, we're here to critique. The only thing that I didn't like, so at the start of this video, when he's like sitting and like talking to his girlfriend on the phone, and he like picks up the magazine that has, you know, Mistress Torn in it before he starts like fantasizing about this, he does this thing which like I really just don't believe anyone actually does when they're like looking at a magazine, is he like traces his fingers like on a picture. And I'm like, when did that become a thing? Like, when did that, like,
it's
like
equivalent
that
to
is
pinching yourself to wake yourself up from a dream.
Exactly.
If anybody does it in real life, it's only because they saw it in a movie and it's not doing anything for them. They're just performing like, for themselves that this is the thing you do. But it's not like you can, it's not like a raised, it's not Braille.
Right. I feel like if we went back to the origins of that motion, it would be like silent film or something. It was like what we did to like, you know, portray that we're like lusting after something or we're like really coveting.
I literally think it goes back that far. We were like, we have to show them somehow
that we're coveting this image.
Yes.
I'm like, who does that? Like, who in this day and age is going to like look at a picture and be like, I'm just going to trace my finger along her. I don't know. I've never in my life, I've never seen it happen, but that was the only time where I was like, okay, come on.
Yeah. You know what moment I did? Oh, I was going to say something else I really liked about the video.
Go.
But if you were still talking about tracing magazines, it's okay.
I was gonna talk about tracing magazines. I was going to talk about the little montage that happened as he was like falling asleep into his daydream. Which I loved. Which it was just like a slow pan, like a slow zoom into like different Christmas ornaments. As he like nods off into his sex fantasy. And I was like, yeah, this is campy as hell. I love it.
Yeah, why not? I was gonna say that I loved the nipple stuff with him. We kind of glossed over it.
But while he still has the box on his head, she does a bunch of stuff with like nipple clamps and then like pulls them off and like really like roughs up his nipples. And I just feel like from the way he was like moaning and reacting to it and she was like screaming along with him, like I was like, that was one of the most climactic parts of the film, you know?
Yeah.
I was hot. I thought I was into it.
This whole thing is 54 minutes long. There's two scenes. There's this scene and then there's another scene. And then, of course, there's like the exit interview and pre-interview that they have beforehand where they go over boundaries and things like that and like how the scene went. And this was his first shoot ever.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He was like, yeah, wow. I've been watching Kink for years. I've always kind of been into it. And I just signed up to be a model. I thought, why not? And she was like, okay, cool. And they went over like all of his like limits and safe words and things like that. And then they did like an exit interview afterwards. Important to note, he never comes in this. Yeah.
See, now you're showing off because we picked a stopping point.
Sorry.
And I stopped there because that's what we agreed.
Yeah, I know. But here's the thing is like when I really like something, I can.
Yeah, you keep watching. And this is femdoms. This is like your favorite.
Right. So I was like, I got to know what happens. It's really great. But so I highly recommend it. Loved it. Probably going to watch it on Christmas Day.
Amazing.
Should we go to JJ Masked Slut?
Yes, JJ Masked Slut, Candy Cane Hooker.
Change gears. Wow. The intro to this video.
Got slut problems? I got slut solutions.
Which is going to be on my business card.
Yeah. Well, it's hers, so you can't take it. But
do we think it's
copyrighted? Could do a version of it.
I'm a freaking porn star, and I'm a slut. Deal with it.
So what? Deal with it. Hi, my name is Jennifer Johnson, and I'll be your slut today.
Yeah, literally.
I liked that line.
Yeah, in particular. This was, what a vid.
Wowie zowie.
We picked it because the thumbnail was just enough to sign us up.
The thumbnail's insane. It's two massive candy canes going in two holes, but you can imagine which ones. It's not her nostrils.
Right.
And
these are not sex toys also. These are like genuine
candy canes.
Extra large candy canes that have like the terrible plastic wrapping on them that like no one likes.
That's exactly what I was going to talk about, is thinking about those like pokey where the plastic is like sealed and crunchy.
Yes, cut the inside your mouth. Yes. And she's inserting them.
In your vagina. That's
right.
Bold. I feel like that little damn thing could slice the inside of your vagina, no problem.
Absolutely doing some damage there.
So this is brave. But we're skipping the most important thing. Yes. Yeah. So she's wearing a fucking mask that can only be described, I think, as Jack from Nightmare Before Christmas.
It is nightmare fuel, is what it is.
Yes. I dreamed about it. I had fucked up dreams.
It's terrifying.
Yeah.
There's like, it's a scary white mask with like, black, like smeared under the eyes and like a black, scary smile. And a Santa hat, and it's like there's like a weird POV shot of like her face over us with like her hair like over the mask, and I was like, yeah, this is scary. I'm haunted.
I'm scared. I'm afraid.
I'm haunted.
Terrified. Yes.
Also the freeze frames. I was like, oh, interesting editing choice. Just every so often a freeze frame on different parts of her labia. She starts with like just her hands, and it looks dry as hell. It doesn't look exciting or like it turns anyone.
She's kind of like opening her labia and showing us, and then sort of like rubbing it around.
She's just like, this is what my vulva looks like, you know.
We get a pretty serious sequence of queefing at 2:39. I didn't imagine that, right? Like that was happening.
Yep.
I was kind of impressed just because I was like, I couldn't.
Yeah.
Make myself queef by doing that.
Yeah,
like,
interesting.
This is not how I think queefs work, but you did it.
So. You did it.
That's a talent you have that I don't.
She gets her stocking out with her two candy canes, and she
and
uses
another weird freeze frame.
Yeah. And then she uses the hook part of each candy cane, one in the front, one in the back, and she kind of just in a very short range of motion just kind of like pushes them, like pulls on them up and down. on either side. Like, it's really hard to explain, but it's like a very, like, it's like the motion of like what looks like someone like when they're like shining shoes. You know?
Yeah, like when they have the cloth and they're going back and forth. But she also like she holds them up in a heart, like with the two tops
connecting,
crossing, and freeze frames in a heart, candy cane heart around her face before we even start with the candy cane play. And then, yeah, she fucks herself with the candy canes wrapping on, baby.
Yeah, just like pumping in and out, in and out, in and out, back and forth.
It is an interesting missed opportunity to not unwrap the candy canes and suck on them.
I know.
And then fuck yourself
and then
with
put them.
I mean, I understand the idea of like putting sugar in your body might do some body chemical stuff, but I think I'd prefer that risk to keeping that nubby, sharp little like wrapper edge on there.
It's something about the whole thing was entirely absurd. Like the little motion of her like pumping it back and forth, and like her weird squeals. It just was like the shape of the candy cane itself. It just was too much. It was far too much.
Yeah.
She's kind of like wiggling them around. Like we get some close ups of them like in her holes, and she's like wiggling them around, like she's trying to get them to like get in further. It just and then.
Yes. I do want to talk about her noises first, because you briefly touched on them. And I also was like, whoa, these are building and getting weirder as they go. It was definitely like a hiccup orgasm moment.
Like,
once the candy canes were inside her, it was like hiccups and like surprise and squeals and moaning. And
squeals!
Confused.
It was strange. It was
confusing.
I didn't like it. I didn't like it. So then she pulls out another thing that doesn't go inside of someone's body. It looks like
a beast of a fucking Christmas wand.
Yeah, it's like a pole. It's like a
She pulls out the North Pole.
Yeah, it's North Pole.
It's covered with glitter. Red, and is absolutely still in her cunt to this day.
Right. I was like, all I can think about is like her gyno, like 3 years from now, giving her her annual and being like,
are you sparkling at me right now? What is happening?
What's going on? Like, just think about like glitter and sparkles in general, and they never go away. You find them for years after the fact.
It takes forever.
Like that is. I mean, there is glitter in her body that she'll never get out.
100%. And
anyways, it's Christmas decor, and she puts it inside of her vagina, and it shouldn't go there. And I hated it. I hated every second of it.
Pretty clear. Yeah, it was just mounting concern. You know, I was like afraid of her, and then I was afraid for her. And then I was more afraid for her. And then I was you don't need to do this for us. Like, there's another way. Like, there's a better life ahead of you.
Like,
and I don't like to tell that to sex workers. But in this case, I just was like, is it like, you know, cost versus reward? Like, who is this for? Like,
are we really?
Is the glitter really worth it? Or was there another way to get creative without me thinking about your glitter? Your glitter vagina for years to come.
Slap, paint a reindeer face on a Hitachi wand. I don't know. Make it look like Rudolph's nose. Come on.
I like this funny idea to paint a face on it because it by virtue like spins and moves, so you like wouldn't see the face, you know?
But I want it to be like a Coca-Cola classic ad of like Santa with like jolly red cheeks and a full beard. Like just very like artistically done on the head of a magic wand. And like, I would watch
you
that
want
video.
A Norman Rockwell Santa right on the head of your wand.
And like, Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
Well, now I know what I'm getting you for Christmas, because I wasn't sure
thank
before.
Thank you so much.
It's going to be a very expensive commission, but that's how much I love you. It's going to be painted in frosting, actually. That's the thing.
Oh my
it's
god,
gonna be
even better.
In candy. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. And Merry Christmas
and to all,
and happy holidays, whatever you, whatever religious holiday you observe.
Because
no
this
holiday.
Is coming out so close to Christmas, we focused on XXXmas, Xmas, We have in the past covered a video about Hanukkah.
Yeah.
And there's so few of them.
Yeah.
It's fucking crazy.
So weird.
We asked last year for people to send us holiday videos that weren't Christmas themed, and not a one. So honestly, it's
We did get some that were like almost like Rankin and Bass style, like stop motion, like animation of like freaky porn.
Wait, via email?
Yes, we did.
Why are we talking about that?
I know, we should have.
Next year, there's always
okay,
I'm a fucking liar. You guys are the best, and we failed you.
And happy holidays. We love you guys. We hope that you somehow manage to have a wonderful holiday season. Stay safe.
Have a safe
jerk
holiday
off inside.
In some way you get to see some loved ones, even if it's on video.
Right.
Thanks for keeping yourselves and each other safe. That's the most important thing.
Right.
This holiday season. You didn't like it. Your face, you didn't like it. I was trying something, but it's okay. You don't have to experiment every time. Thanks for listening to Girls on Porn. You can find us on Instagram at Girls on Porn. That's porn without the O. On Twitter at GOP the Podcast. On our website, girlsonporn.com. And now on Patreon, babies, Girls on Porn.
Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to the show if you haven't already. And if you want to make me and Laura really happy this holiday season, subscribe to the Patreon.
This has been Girls on Porn, the only GOP that's any fucking good.
Goodbye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.